High weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Across the area, mostly sunny skies, breezy, upper 50s. We'll see wind gusts as high as 30 miles an hour. Tonight, clear skies, mid-20s. Winds will be from the west between 5 and 10. For tomorrow, mostly sunny skies, cooler, lower 50s. Winds will be from the north between 5 and 10. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy skies, lower 20s. And Friday, mostly sunny skies, around 40. Right now, it's 48.
Producers, what do you do with your late model equipment your dealer doesn't want to give you anything on trade for or doesn't want to take it in on trade? You call New Frontier Ag, the late model equipment specialists. The guys at New Frontier Ag have years of experience selling newer equipment and know how to get you the best price possible for your equipment. If you have newer late model equipment, New Frontier Ag is your connection to premium prices. New Frontier Ag, 308-340-8989.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. Well, the outgoing Environmental Protection Agency awarded three biofuel mandate waivers last night before handing the keys over to the Biden team. The move has frustrated many corners of the renewable fuel standard debate. Biofuel groups upset the small refiner exemptions were issued at all. Petroleum groups were looking for a greater level of relief. In total, the SREs, two for the 2019 compliance year and one for 2018, exempted some 260 million renewable identification numbers, or RINs. 65 petitions remain pending for compliance from the years 2011 through 2020, according to an online SRE dashboard. Kurt Kovarik, vice president for the National Biodiesel Board, said it's disappointing and further undermines the integrity of the Renewable Fuel Standard program by destroying demand for additional gallons of biofuels. Also, in a flurry of last-minute regulations, a final rule concerning domestic hemp production. USDA published the final notice in the Federal Register yesterday. U.S. hemp growers said the final rule appears to address many of the concerns the organization expressed during the comment period. Changes like allowing a producer a maximum of one negligent violation in the growing season, but the threshold for finding such negligence has moved from a 0.5% to 1%. Alternative disposal for noncompliant plants will be outlined in a separate remediation technique paper from the Ag Marketing Service at USDA. Disposal and remediation measures will be expanded because there aren't enough Drug Enforcement Administration registered labs to test all the hemp in 2020 and 2021. Non-DEA registered labs will be recognized for testing until January 1st of next year. Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Hitchpin is changing the way producers work together by connecting them with the services and resources they need when they need them. Why spend hours on the phone and browsing classifieds? Try Hitchpin's free agriculture app to keep you connected to producers and services anytime. You save the transaction fee by going to Hitchpin.com and type in keyword AgView at checkout. Again, keyword AgView for no transaction fee on Hitchpin.com. Hitchpin, your ag marketplace.
American Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. During a state Senate hearing yesterday with state senators, along with Dr. Lee Norman from the Kansas Department of Health and Environment, regarding COVID-19 vaccine distribution across the state, many senators expressed their frustration with the process of the distribution and how slow it's been going.
It doesn't make sense. This isn't a computer program that they haven't figured out how to use yet.
They're like, we keep asking, are we included? Will our residents be able to receive the vaccines? Where do we fall within this? And they keep hitting a brick wall.
I had neighbors that literally came to my house, rang the doorbell, when am I going to be able to get my vaccine?
That audio from Cake News. In response, Dr. Lee Norman with the KDHE did say that the department is launching a COVID-19 vaccine dashboard website to show data on the amount of vaccines the state has distributed, where they're administered, the number of people vaccinated, and the percentage of Kansans that have been vaccinated so far. Good American Network News.
News on your side with accurate, award-winning journalism every day of the week. Join Craig Negrelli, Deb Ferris, and Cake First Alert meteorologist Jay Crater weeknights at 5, 6, and 10 for the latest news and weather. Plus sports highlights from all over Kansas with Cake sports anchor Chris Lilly. For investigative reporting, breaking news, and severe weather alerts, Cake News is your most trusted team in Kansas. On air, online, and on your mobile. Cake News on your side. News and Good Morning Kansas. Wake up with Allison Acklin and Shane Ewing with all the news from overnight. Plus, stay safe and dry all throughout your day with your forecast from Cake First Alert meteorologist Frank Waugh. For a brighter start to your day, wake up with Good Morning Kansas, 7 days a week, only on Cake. On air, online, and on your mobile. Cake News, on your side.
The Kansas Bureau of Investigation says a man whose body was found in Arcadia, Kansas, was killed in Kansas City, Missouri. Crawford County authorities found the body on January 13th at the home of 37-year-old Nicholas Adam Carrillo. Deputies went to the property after receiving a tip that the body was there. Carrillo fled when the body was discovered. He was arrested on Friday. The KBI announced on Tuesday the victim was reported missing to Kansas City police, and investigators believed that he was killed there. So far, they've not released the victim's identity. In other news, a Kansas football coach who survived and even resumed coaching following a double lung transplant 3 years ago has died of COVID-19 complications. The Wichita Eagle reports that 50-year-old Aaron Flores of Coffeyville died last week following a battle with the virus. Flores was the student affairs director at Coffeyville Community College. He had also been the head football coach of the school's Red Ravens football team until progressive lung disease required him to undergo the lung transplant back in 2018. He and his three other members of his immediate family were diagnosed with the virus in mid-December. He was flown to the Omaha hospital where he had received the transplant, where he later died. Good American Network News.
Whether you've got the family van, your partner's work truck, your teen's car, or the classic convertible you only take for a spin when the weather is nice, insuring them all takes strategic planning. Blue Valley Insurance makes it easy with our multi-vehicle discount and our good student discount. You'll save time with less paperwork and save money with our multi-car discount. See Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville, and let us steer you into more savings.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Good Wednesday. The mayor of Hastings says he has been admitted to a hospital after experiencing severe symptoms he attributed to a coronavirus infection. Mayor Corey Stute issued a statement yesterday through the city saying that he was taken Monday to a Hastings hospital after an incident that included a fall, seizure, and an irregular heartbeat, as well as bleeding on the brain. The 39-year-old Stute was being treated in the hospital's ICU and said in the statement he expected to recover. Stute attributed the problems to long-term effects of his COVID-19 infection. A Nebraska lawmaker has introduced a bill that would declare Election Day a state holiday and automatically register eligible residents as voters when they renew their driver's licenses. The measure by Senator Elliot Bostar of Lincoln follows a handful of states that have made it a holiday to help ensure working people get a chance to vote. I'm Rick Everett with your Wednesday Nebraska News on the Mid-America Network.
Did you know Kansans with disabilities are nearly three times more likely to be victims of a crime? Are you a Kansan with a disability? Are you also a victim of crime? The Disability Crime Victims Unit may be able to provide you with free advocacy or civil legal services to respond to your disability rights needs as a crime victim. It doesn't matter how large or small the crime. It doesn't matter whether you reported this crime to anyone. If you are a person with a disability and a crime victim, contact the Disability Rights Center of Kansas to find out if their Disability Crime Victims Unit can help you. Call toll-free 877-776-1541 or go to drckansas.org. Content of this radio ad is sponsored by the Disability Rights Center of Kansas and this station. It is supported by subgrant number 18-VOCA-55, awarded through the Federal Office for Victims of Crime as administered by the Kansas Governor's Grants Program. It does not necessarily reflect the views of the Office of the Kansas Governor or the U.S. Department of Justice.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County active COVID cases down again slightly to 36 active cases as of Tuesday, with two hospitalizations and no additional related fatalities. Washington County had risen to 21 active cases as of last Friday, with five hospitalizations. Nemahal County is down to 15 active cases with no hospitalizations as of Monday, with no additional related fatalities. Vaccine distribution continues as area first responders and nursing home patients join frontline health care workers previously immunized. Additional vaccine protocols will designate other groups as additional doses are received, but it may be spring before the broader general public is vaccinated. Community Memorial Healthcare has implemented a readiness hotline, and residents are encouraged to call and leave a voicemail with the name, date of birth, contact number, and primary care physician for the caller. in order to help local officials develop a list of those interested as vaccines become available. It's not known if CMH, the county health departments, or both will handle the process, but the hotline helps determine priorities for planning purposes. That hotline number is 562-4474. Again, 562-4474. As well, free COVID tests are now available at the Marshall County Health Department for residents Monday through Thursday mornings, 8:30 till 1. Tests are available if symptoms are showing or not. For additional details, contact the office at 562-3485. District Magistrate Judge Paul Monty retired in Washington County last week. He served 14 years on the bench after appointment in early 2007 to the post previously held by Terry Taylor. Monty was a local attorney for some 38 years prior to accepting the judgeship, dedicating a total of 52 years to the law and judicial system. His final day was January 11th. Four nominees have been listed for consideration with the 12th Judicial District Nominating Commission to meet this Friday for interviews. They include Jason Korst of Hanover, a Beatrice probation officer, Allison Kern of Washington, court services officer for Marshall County serving the 22nd District, Christopher McFadden of Clifton, Washington County Sheriff's Deputy, and Gail Monty of Washington, an administrative assistant in the 12th Judicial District. Interviews will be accessible to the public via YouTube Friday morning. The 12th District serves Cloud, Jewell, Lincoln, Mitchell, Republic, and Washington counties. An injury accident was reported last Friday in Nemaha County shortly after 5 p.m. Barbara Talkington of Oneida lost control on K-187 Highway just north of 136th Road and went into the ditch. The driver was transported to Nemaha Valley Community Hospital in Seneca. An injury accident was reported last Thursday in Washington County. Larry Stoker of Washington was involved with the county public works vehicle he was driving that left the roadway and overturned onto its side on Victory Road just east of 27th Road. The driver was transported to the Washington County Hospital. President Trump last week signed into law a bill changing the name of the Homestead National Monument of America to Homestead National Historic Park. The name change, approved by Congress last November, does not change operations at the site located just northwest of Beatrice. Walter R. Stumpf, age 90, of Topeka, formerly of Axtell, passed away January 15. Private family service is planned Saturday, with the Axtell Andreth Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Walter Stumpf.
Don't have time to stop by a bank to open an account? No problem. With United Bank and Trust, we make it easy by bringing our bank to you. Whether you're at home, at work, or anywhere you have access to a computer, simply go to ubankonline.com and click on the Open an Account icon. Save time by opening an account online with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC.
Twin Rivers announces the $600 match sale. $600 equals $1,200 today at Twin Rivers Used Megastore in Beatrice. With your purchase of any used vehicle from our incredible selection financed through Chrysler, Plymouth, Dodge, you can now combine your $600 stimulus with our generous $600 match and drive away in the quality car or truck that you've been wanting. Good credit, bad credit, no problem. Our finance managers are waiting to help. See our selection today and take advantage of the extra $600 on us at Twin Rivers Used Megastore, West Court Street, Beatrice.
For the life that's well remembered, when only the best will do. Cornerstone Granite Industries has the monuments right for you. We have the full range of choices and the best values through and through. For the life well remembered, Cornerstone Granite works for you.
Cornerstone Granite in home has the monument that's right for you.
Get glam with Prompalooza. This Saturday and Sunday, Diane's Dresses, Etc. in Wymore is having the largest prom event of the year with new lines from Studio 17, The Secret Dress, and Too Cute Prom. Shop from over 400 prom dresses. Sign up for door prizes, including a grand prize featuring a photo shoot. Don't miss Prompalooza this weekend at Diane's Dresses, Etc., helping you sparkle for less.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska.
quiet weather across the central parts of the Midwest, and we're seeing nice southwesterly flow of winds, which is bringing us some much warmer temperatures as we head through the day. We have a dry cold front that's going to push through tonight, bringing us a little bit cooler temperatures for tomorrow. We'll still see sunny skies and another dry cold front that will push through Thursday night, and that's going to bring us some cooler temperatures as we head into Friday. We're watching a low pressure system. They'll be moving across the central upper parts of the Midwest as we head into the weekend. That could bring some chances for some scattered rain and snow across the Midwest. So across the area, sunny, breezy, mid to upper 50s. We'll see wind gusts at 30. Tonight, clear skies, mid 20s. Winds will be from the west between 5 and 10. For tomorrow, we'll have sunny skies, lower 50s. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy, lower 20s. And Friday, sunny, around 40. That's a look at your local forecast. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
When I looked for a home improvement loan, I knew there were lots of options, but the choice turned out to be simple. I did my homework, then I went to the home of the home improvement loan.
If you want the best service and competitive rates from an experienced quality lender, your decision just got a lot easier. Come talk to us about your home improvement loan. We're an equal housing lender. Citizens State Bank of Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover. Quality banking since 1907. Member FDIC.
Average high temperature mid-January 41, record high on this date 72, the average low 17, the record low is 13 below zero. Sunrise this morning 7:43, sunset this evening 5:34.
Winter is mostly insect-free, but there are some that still find a way to bug us. Some info on the insects of winter today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
If you're a farmer or rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The voice of agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Wednesday, January 20th, the 20th day of the year. Apollo astronaut Buzz Aldrin has a birthday, and Ronald Reagan was sworn into office as president on this day 40 years ago. Where are those bugs coming from is a question we often hear this time of year. It's not uncommon to find box elder or ladybugs emerging, having found a warm refuge in your home. They're harmless insects, so gently shoo them outdoors or use a vacuum. Squishing will leave a stubborn stain. A more harmful insect, the wood-boring beetle, could be coming from firewood. Never bring firewood indoors until you're ready to burn it. And don't spray insecticide on firewood. Burning treated wood can give off harmful fumes. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Have a question for the old farmer? Just ask it online at almanac.com.
If you love high school sports and want a piece of the action, we'd like to hear from you. KNDY remains the sports leader in Northeast Kansas and is seeking a part-time play-by-play announcer for high school basketball and football games. If you have broadcast experience or training, or perhaps served as a public address announcer, and think you have the skills to get started immediately, contact us today. We can be flexible with the right individual, but need your commitment to travel game nights in season as scheduled. Maybe it's not you, but you know someone who may be qualified and interested. Please pass this along. Contact KNDY with your qualifications at KNDY@BlueValley.net.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Good Wednesday. Devion Harmon scored 16 points. Elijah Harkness had 8 points, 13 rebounds, 6 assists, and 3 steals. And Oklahoma beat Kansas State on the hardwood 76-50 last night, handing the Wildcats their 5th straight loss. DeJohn Gordon scored 13 points for Kansas State. The Wildcats will be back in action this Saturday evening with a 7 o'clock tip-off as they'll meet up with the West Virginia Mountaineers. The Minnesota Twins yesterday announced their 2021 minor league coaching staffs, including the staff for their AA affiliate. The Wichita Wind Surge has been invited to be the Twins' AA affiliate if MLB's reorganization of the major leagues is completed next month, as expected. The team will serve as the Twins' AA affiliate for the next 10 years. A quick look at sports for the state of Kansas on your Wednesday. I'm Rick Everett on the Mid-America Sports Network.
Did you know Kansans with disabilities are nearly three times more likely to be victims of a crime? Are you a Kansan with a disability? Are you also a victim of crime? The Disability Crime Victims Unit may be able to provide you with free advocacy or civil legal services to respond to your disability rights needs as a crime victim. It doesn't matter how large or small the crime. It doesn't matter whether you reported this crime to anyone. If you are a person with a disability and a crime victim, contact the Disability Rights Center of Kansas to find out if their Disability Crime Victims Unit can help you. Call toll-free 877-776-1541 or go to drckansas.org. Content of this radio ad is sponsored by the Disability Rights Center of Kansas and this station. It is supported by subgrant number 18-VOCA-55, awarded through the Federal Office for Victims of Crime as administered by the Kansas Governor's Grants Program. It does not necessarily reflect the views of the Office of the Kansas Governor or the U.S. Department of Justice.
Kansas City Mayor Quentin Lucas said yesterday that there will not be a parade if the Chiefs repeat as Super Bowl champions. Lucas said a Chiefs parade in the classic sense as we knew it is highly unlikely, and indeed it won't happen. He said the city will be listening to public health advice and medical experts as they come up with a potential celebration plan. Lucas said, "Don't get me wrong, I'm so excited about the Chiefs playoff run. The Chiefs are one win away from a second consecutive appearance in the Super Bowl and face Buffalo on Sunday." If Patrick Mahomes is unable to play in the AFC title game this Sunday following his concussion, the Chiefs have the utmost confidence in Chad Henne. After all, the 35-year-old journeyman already proved he could rise to the occasion this past Sunday, helping Kansas City to hold off the Cleveland Browns in the divisional round of the playoffs. It was a plucky performance by Henne, who has doggedly continued to play football out of sheer love for the game. I'm Rick Everett, Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
Tuesday night basketball tip-offs. Marysville boys defeat Jackson Heights, tipping off the Thunder Classic at Seneca. Marysville 40, Jackson Heights 26. While Atchison defeated St. Mary's Academy 41-40, St. Mary's took Hiawatha 60-42. In the Twin Valley League girls division, consolation action Tuesday. Lynn beat Axtell 53-23. Troy took Onega 42-41. In boys' play, Washington County over Blue Valley, 61-37. The Valley Heights-Lynn game canceled due to COVID protocol. A makeup game with Valley Heights-Axtell boys is planned Friday at 4:30 at Onega. Centralia boys will withdraw from the tournament due to COVID issues. Clifton Clyde receives a bye to advance to the boys' championship Saturday. Girls' semifinals are Thursday at Frankfort. Boys Friday at Onega. We'll have live continuing coverage on KNDY.
Marysville Bulldogs came away from the Jackson Heights Cobras with a 40-26 win, tipping off play for Marysville in the Thunder Classic at Seneca Tuesday. Marysville, a hard-fought first half, had a four-point advantage at halftime. The Bulldogs held a three field goals in each the first and second quarters. It was 15-11 MHS. But Marysville slowly opened the lead in the second half, outscoring Jackson Heights 14-6 and 11-9 down the stretch. Led by Gavin Peasel with 10 points, chatted by their only senior, Dylan Thompson, with 13. Marysville 40, Jackson Heights 26. As the Bulldogs improved to 6-2, Heights falls to 3-4. Jackson Heights fell to host Nemaha Central Monday, 56-28. In first-round play Tuesday, 4th seed Atchison edges 5th seed St. Mary's Academy, 41-40. Top seed St. Mary's over 7th seed Hiawatha, 60-42. Next action Thursday is Hiawatha meets St. Mary's Academy at 4. St. Mary's tips with Atchison at 5:30, and Marysville faces Nemaha Central at 7, live broadcast on KNDY, AM 1570, FM 94.1.
Plant names can be fun, descriptive, or mystifying. Here's a bit of insight on plant names you may be familiar with. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Baby Tut, Prince Tut, and King Tut are all varieties of papyrus. The popularity of papyrus as a writing material in ancient Egypt inspired naming these varieties after Egypt's most famous king, King Tut. Growth habit and flower power were likely the inspiration for the Wave Petunia series. The original Wave Petunia was much larger than the existing petunias and required minimal grooming to produce large flower-covered plants. Tidal Wave Petunias are more upright, forming undulating mounds of flowers like a tidal wave. Some plants are named for plant explorers, family members, or famous individuals. Jim Crockett Boltonia is a compact cultivar of the North American native Boltonia. It was named for the well-known past host of the Victory Garden TV show. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
Lots of people head to the lake for summer vacation. That's certainly the case in this county. But unlike a lot of places, they have hundreds of lakes from which to choose. That's why they have a museum devoted just to lakes. We say hello to our listeners on KXRA in Alexandria, Minnesota. Folks that know a lot about the lakes on this edition of The American Countryside.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
For more than 75 years, the VA Home Loan Benefit has helped millions of eligible veterans and service members achieve their piece of the American dream, a home for their families. Did you know that you could purchase a home or refinance your current home loan with your VA Home Loan Benefit? VA Home Loans have lower closing costs and generally enjoy lower interest rates than other borrowers. The VA Home Loan may save you thousands of dollars on your mortgage. For more information, visit www.va.gov or talk to a lender of your choice. Choose VA.
It just makes sense to have a museum about life on the lakes in this county.
Here in Douglas County, we have over 300 lakes of various sizing. About half of those are named lakes.
Casey Johnson shares the story from the Legacy of the Lakes Museum in Alexandria, Minnesota.
People would come here on their vacations because it was a way to get away. You know, it's within an hour and a half driving now, but it was close enough to the cities where they could take a train up here and just spend a weekend or a week or however long they wanted to.
Of course, a lot of people made it their permanent home or their home away from home. So many came from some places that they had their own club.
There was a club called the Minnesota Club, and there still is. And that was people who came up from Missouri and formed this club. There are people from Nebraska who came up here. So all these different places from all over the country were coming to Alexandria because of what our lakes had to offer.
One of the first resorts was the Lutzen House, now the Hotel Alexandria. Resorts continue to open on these lakes, welcoming visitors for decades.
We've got Geneva Beach Resort is what it is now, but it was Geneva Resort back in the day. In fact, our museum is modeled after that facade of that original resort. There are so many different resorts, Blake's on the Lake, Bedman's Resort. All these resorts are popping up all over all of these lakes because it was so popular and the town and community could support all of them.
The museum here tells the story of those early resorts, the lake life, fishing, and much more. We'll have the rest of the story next time as we travel the countryside in Alexandria, Minnesota. I'm Andrew McCray.
Trucks, trucks, trucks in on trade at the Nordis Motor Company include a like-new 2017 Silverado 1500. It's the LTZ 71 package, a 2016 Silverado 2500 HD, and a 2016 Silverado 1500 model. These are one-owner units, like new and priced right, at the Nordis Motor Company in Marysville.
Your outdated farm structures could be costing you money. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Fixing them up is costly, but improvements in energy efficiency will save you money in the long run as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Needing some advice on raising poultry, growing flowers, or cooking with veggies from your garden? Living the Country Life magazine has ideas for your home and acreage. Available on newsstands or online at themeredithstore.com under Living the Country Life. Look for Living the Country Life magazine at retailers like Tractor Supply Company, Walmart, and Target, bookstores, and the checkout lane at Safeway, Jewel Osco, Albertsons, or your local grocery store.
America, your children have an amazing superpower. They can help save lives by not having play dates. That's right. By replacing get-togethers with virtual play dates and video chats, they can help slow the evil spread of germs. And if your superheroes do go outside, make sure they continue their superhero wing by staying 6 feet away from others to protect everyone in America land. Find out more at coronavirus.gov. A message from the CDC and the Ad Council.
A good look at the buildings on your farm. If they're showing their age, they may be draining your bank account. Outdated design and technology is prevalent in many farm structures, increasing operating costs. Making improvements to these buildings could save you lots of money down the road. Mark Greenwood is a senior vice president of AgStar Financial Services. He says it's a matter of looking at a structure as an investment and finding a return on that investment.
It could be energy savings. It very well could potentially even be water savings as well. So taking a look at whatever investment they might be making with regards to that overall structure and figuring out where they can help maximize the returns.
Have a professional examination of the flow of people and equipment inside and outside of the building, as well as calculations for both air exchanges and optimal temperature range. One of the top ways to get the best bang for your buck is to work on overall energy savings.
It could be just the overall structure itself, where you replace the roof, also potentially uses some type of solar energy as well, insulation. The other thing would be in-floor heat, geothermal heat that actually creates very energy-efficient environment.
Windows and walls and overhead doors should have double glazing. Weather strip the doors if they don't fit tight enough, because air infiltration is one of the largest heat wasters. If you have animals, machinery, or a shop in your building, install a video surveillance system to keep an eye on everything, or even wireless internet service. Spend a lot of time out there? Adding a bathroom would increase its worth and your comfort. Find more tips for upgrading your farm structures at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Have you ever thought about saving money or preparing for the future as an act of love? I never did until one of my kids got sick, and we really needed money for the medical bills. Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose. So I found out the hard way that hospital bills aren't cheap. Even if you have health insurance, you still need to have money set aside for expenses that aren't covered. But there's a peace of mind knowing your children will be taken care of if they get sick or break a bone. And the way I see it, that's love. You could look at giving to others the same way. If you have funds set aside for donations or gifts, you can show your love just by sharing what you have with others, as Jesus commanded. And that goes for your time and your talents, too. So saving isn't just about being prepared for the future. It's about loving your family and your fellow human beings. And it can help you live a more content, confident, and generous life.
California farmers are learning to be more prudent with fertilizer use. Stay tuned for Farm to Fork.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
You're going to need me.
You're going to need us.
All of us.
You're going to need our help with your water, your air, your food.
You're going to need our determination, our compassion.
You're going to need the next generation of leaders to face the challenges the future will bring.
And we promise we'll be there when you need us.
Today, 4-H is growing the next generation of leaders. Support us at 4-H.org.
California has a nitrogen pollution problem. Sat Darshan Khalsa, a scientist at the University of California at Davis, says the Central Coast and the Central Valley, where a lot of specialty crops are grown, are the most affected.
That's greater than 250,000 people. So in those places in California, those people do not have access to clean groundwater for drinking. There's evidence that suggests that this can be coming from lots of different sources. But certainly nitrogen fertilization from irrigated agriculture plays an important role.
Khalsa says almond growers in particular have tended to use plenty of nitrogen fertilizer.
Really, the big challenge we have in this space, of course, is with these high-value specialty crops in California, like almonds, nitrogen is a small relative cost to the greater production system. And historically, it's just been viewed as kind of like an inexpensive form of insurance, right? If you apply more nitrogen, you'll make sure your crop will always have sufficient nutrition for nitrogen, and then you wouldn't jeopardize any yield. Of course, we see now over time that's come with environmental cost.
Khalsa and his colleagues have researched the issue to come up with better ways to manage fertilizer use in the region. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Ag News from Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Craig Mead. Today, of course, is Inauguration Day. The incoming Biden administration is reviewing a host of Trump foreign policies that could impact U.S. agriculture, including the relisting of Cuba as a state sponsor of terrorism. Outgoing Secretary of State Mike Pompeo took several major policy actions in the waning days of the Trump administration to cement Trump foreign policies before Joe Biden took office. Among them, the Cuba state terrorism designation, further complicating ag and other U.S. trade with China, already hindered by a now 60-plus-year-old embargo key lawmakers tried to end in 2017.
We tried it for 50 years. We said if we closed the door on Cuba, Cuba would change. We did not succeed in that policy. It's time for a new policy, a policy that we know is proven to work. Look at what happened when the Soviet Union finally disintegrated. It disintegrated because the Warsaw Pact nations and many Soviet republics took a look outside and said there's a better world to the West. Well, the same is true when it comes to Cuba.
That's Illinois Senator Dick Durbin, who predicts Cuba will change with more travel and trade and the Internet, while Cuban-American lawmakers and President Trump said the Cuban regime has only stepped up the silencing of its critics. American Farm Bureau trade advisor Dave Salmonson says,
at least in the beginning of this administration, if there's going to be any movement on Cuba issues, certainly the State Department will have a large role in that. And then, potentially, or at the same time, the same issues of agricultural credit financing, the inability of U.S. agriculture to use that with Cuba, you know, those are still there.
U.S. farm sales to Cuba, only about $200 million in recent years. Ag News, Mid-America Ag Network.
A new year means new savings and a new Kia from Midwest Kia. Start 2021 off right in one of over 200 new Kias in stock at Midwest Kia. Right now, you can drive with 0% APR financing for up to 75 months on select new 2021 Kia models. Plus, get double the dealer discount on every 2021 Kia equipped with all-weather drive. And while they last, get dealer discounts up to $10,000 on remaining new 2020 Kias in stock. Check out the all-new 2021 Kia Sorento, Seltos, K5, and more. A brand new lineup and even more savings to start your new year off right. Only at Midwest Kia and MidwestKia.com.
We want to see you in a Midwest Kia.
Offers on select models with approved credit plus tax and fees. Not all customers qualify. Limited term financing on Sportage, Cadenza, K900 through KMF with 1333-1000 finance. Example 2020 K900. Stock number KA573.
Did you know that Purple Wave sells thousands of pieces of ag equipment, construction equipment, and vehicles at no reserve auction each month? That's right. All items sell to the highest bidders, regardless of price, with no reserves and no gimmicks. At purplewave.com, you'll find the equipment you're looking for, along with detailed pictures, descriptions, and internet bidding. Visit purplewave.com to start bidding anytime, anywhere with Purple Wave Auction. Straight, simple, sold.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. The coronavirus still dominates the economy and continues to impact rural industries, but with vaccines rolling out, the virus will slowly loosen its grip in 2021. Shifts in the political landscape bringing new legislative possibilities, including an increased profitability of more COVID-19 financial aid and other fiscal spending, which are pushing up expectations for 2021 GDP growth. According to the new quarterly report from Kobach's Knowledge Exchange Division, it will likely be summer before the economy really begins to gain steam, but the second half of the year should power the economy to an annual growth of 4.5% to 5.5%. Dan Kowalski, vice president of the Kobach Knowledge Exchange Division, said while the economic outlook has improved, significant risks remain. Key among those risks, potential for more geopolitical crisis, business solvency, and a slower-than-expected receding of the pandemic, and persistence in the high rate of long-term unemployment. The steady climb in corn, soybean, and wheat prices during the fourth quarter of 2020 afforded growers and grain co-ops the opportunity to capture some significant margins. Since August, corn and soybean prices risen more than 60%. Wheat prices have gained more than 30%. The rally is a result of smaller-than-expected U.S. production, strong domestic demand for food, feed, and fuel, and continued large purchases for China, including the follow-through on actual grain shipments. The U.S. pork sector worked through a backlog of hogs over the summer and started the fourth quarter relatively current in most parts of the country, along with boosts in trade expectations following the discovery of African swine fever in Germany, delivered the best spot producer margins for the year back in October. U.S. beef demand performed well during the fourth quarter despite challenges in the food service environment. The beef cutout made a strong rally in November. It's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Cattle producers, you know that once a calf is on the ground, your work doesn't stop there. Cold stress can affect how well colostrum is absorbed, so dry off and warm them up with a calf warmer from Valley Vet Supply. And it's always a good idea to have a package of Calf's Choice Colostrum on hand in case you need it. Visit Valley Vet Supply, just off the Pony Express Highway in Marysville, Kansas. Open Monday through Friday, 8 to 8, Saturday, 8 to 6, and Sunday, 12:30 to 5. Order online at valleyvet.com.
Valley Vet Supply.
Who's next?
tax to farm your land. When there are no relatives to take over, start long before you retire to find an heir beyond the family ties. On Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio. Providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Finally, an easier way to get commodity price updates. Successful Farming Live is an easy-to-use tool that you can use to search Chicago Board of Trade and local cash prices, all by using your voice. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live. Visit agriculture.com/smart for more information. From corn to cattle, hogs to soy, getting commodity prices has never been easier. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live.
As we work to get through these times together, you may not be thinking about blood donation, but blood is needed to save the lives of people who are sick with a range of illnesses. It's easy and safe to give. If you are in good health, please donate. We need heroes now. Visit redcrossblood.org to schedule an appointment.
The farm and the family for generations is a dream for many. But if there are no relatives willing to be your successor, you'll have to look outside the family for someone to take over the operation. Don't wait till you're ready to retire to find that successor, because by then, it's almost too late to start looking. Finding the right fit can take many, many years. Melissa O'Rourke is an extension farm and agribusiness specialist at Iowa State University. She says the first logical place to find someone who wants a career in farming is in the neighborhood.
You could start with neighbors. Are there young people there who have an interest in farming? And remember, you might want to be looking for a farm family who perhaps has interest in farming, young people interested in farming, but maybe they have a limited land base or a limit in assets, but there's a high level of interest and energy.
Decide what matters most for the future of your farmland and look for someone with the qualities you want.
What is their community involvement or their involvement in school, ag organizations, FFA, 4-H? You're looking for a young person who's not just sitting around hoping a farm is going to drop into his or her lap. You want to look for people who have ideas, energy, good work ethics, honesty, and that you can work with them over a period of years and really get to know them.
O'Rourke has found if you have a long-term relationship with your successor over a period of years, you're more likely to be satisfied with the arrangement and maximize his or her chance to succeed. I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about finding a farm heir at agriculture.com.
John Henke with Third Road Ag Sales features C-Tech Genetics, Polanski Seed, as well as Concept, Agritech Microbials and Fertilizer Supplements and Seed Treatments. They also offer American Net Wrap, with $5 from every roll sold, benefiting veterans' charities. Third Road Ag Sales is a family-run ag supplier offering top-of-the-line products and first-class customer service. Call John Henke today at 562-7157 or find them at Third Road Ag Sales on Facebook. Count on Third Road Ag Sales for help growing your profits.
Market update, Mid-America Ag Network. Been a tough day so far for corn, soybeans, and wheat. It continues, unfortunately. March KC wheat is down 3 at 641. May is down 2 and 3 quarters at 644 and a quarter. March corn down 1 and a half. Make that down 1 and a quarter now at 524 and 3 quarters. May corn down 1 and 3 quarters at 526 and a half. So we are still seeing the issues with corn and wheat. Soybeans are still down, but not by double digits anymore. March beans down 9 and a half at 10. Make that 1376 and a half. May beans down 9 and a half at 1373 and 3 quarters. Soybean meal continues to struggle. March is at 445.10. That's down 540. May is at 441.40. That's down 560. March bean oil is up. March is up 85 points at 42.55. May is up 73 points at 41.92. In fact, all the months for soy oil are in the green. So the soy complex is mixed. We're still having struggles with corn and with Kansas City wheat. The livestock complex remains mixed. February live cattle up 15 at 113.47, but after that, all the back months are down. March feeder cattle up 57 at 137.37. April feeders up 90 at 140.50. So feeder cattle look good all the way down. We're looking at mixed numbers for live cattle. Hogs look good right now. February hogs up 135 at 67.82. April hogs up 125 at 72.67. The back months are all green as well, so a good look for hogs. Cotton is up. March cotton up 35 points at 81.50. May cotton is up 33 points at 82.40. And as far as crude oil is concerned, the energies are all pretty strong except for natural gas. February crude is up 53 cents at 53.51. March is up 55 at 53.53. Unleaded gas and heating oil are higher, but as I pointed out, natural gas is fractionally lower. Market information from Mid-America Ag Network.
A new year means new savings and a new Kia from Midwest Kia. Start 2021 off right in one of over 200 new Kias in stock at Midwest Kia. Right now, you can drive with 0% APR financing for up to 75 months on select new 2021 Kia models. Plus, get double the dealer discount on every 2021 Kia equipped with all-weather drive. And while they last, get dealer discounts up to $10,000 on remaining new 2020 Kias in stock. Check out the all-new 2021 Kia Sorento, Seltos, K5, and more. A brand new lineup and even more savings to start your new year off right. Only at Midwest Kia and MidwestKia.com.
We want to see you in a Midwest Kia.
Offers on select models with approved credit plus tax and fees. Not all customers qualify. Limited term financing on Sportage, Cadenza, K900 through KMF with 1333.1000 finance. Example 2020 K900. Stock number K8573.
KNDY. It's service you can always trust at Sink Gordon & Associates in Waterville and Marysville. Their experience in all matters of farm, business, and individual income tax planning and preparation, estates and trust, accounting and payroll services too. Call Chad Parker in Waterville at 363-2263, Renee Gibson or Aaron Wright in Marysville at 562-3858. Sink Gordon & Associates, comprehensive and innovative accounting in Northeast Kansas since 1946.
There's a strong undertow. The surface won't tell you what the deep water knows. Darling, I'm sailing.
Black Squirrel City's classic country, AM 1570, FM 94.1, KNDY Marysville. Now, ABC News.